ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ila Daf Chof. Before we start the Mishnah over here on Chof Amud Aleph, we'll just add on one more point on the previous sugya in Yutes Amud Beis, the Machlokes in Rebbe and Rabbonon in the Mishnah, in the Halacha of Yesh Moil Achamoil or Ein Moil Achamoil. Over there in the Mishnah we find a din of Rebbe. Rebbe says in the Mishnah, Kol dovo she'ein lo pidyon, this is the lashon we have in the Mishnah. Other gur says, Kol dovo she'ein lo pigam, yesh bo moil achamoil. Rebbe says that the kivea, what tells us the halacha, which din, which chifetz has halacha, yesh moil achamoil, that even after the first me'ila, it does not go out l'chulin, says Rebbe, it depends on a dovo she'ein lo pidyon. Whereas the Rabbonon, they don't say that Tolion doesn't depend on a Dovo She'in Lepidion, it depends on a Kedushas Haguf, like the Pashtas of the Gemara, like we explained earlier, from the Rishonim in Yutes Amud Beis. Now the Gemara asks that Be'emes there should be no difference between the Rabbonon and Rebbe, because both of them agree that it depends on a Dovo She'in Lepidion, because even according to the Rabbonon, the reason why Kedushas Haguf is any different is because of this reason that Dovo She'in Lepidion explains the Gemara two machlokes in between Rebbe and Rabbonon. Rava says Ikeh b'nai u'etzim, that Rebbe is being motivated his chiddush of the korban etzim, which is Rebbe's chiddush that etzim has aloch of the korban, and this is what Rebbe is adding on, that the aloch is, even though it's only atzei amarocha, Rebbe's shita is that yesh moil achamoil, just like a real kedushas haguf, because Rebbe holds that etzim have this aloch of kedushas haguf, it's a din korban. Then he got the second Gemara, the din of Reb Papa. Chidush tiga pshat in the machlikas between Rebbe and Rabbonon, says Reb Papa. Omar, Reb Papa, Omar, kodshe mizbeach tmimim, v'nasei balimumin, v'ova v'shochton ike b'inayu. The machlikas is, in a case where we had something which was kedushas hamizbeach, it was a korban which was a tam, and then it became a balmum. And then, the loshon of the Gemara by us is, v'ova v'shochton. He went ahead and he shechted this behemah. Now the machlokes is, if someone was moil in this behemah, is the halacha like a normal regular kedushas domim that will go out l'chulin and therefore ein moil achamoil? Or do we say that yesh moil achamoil and the kedusha remains just like a regular kedushas haguf? Explains the Gemara, kebinayu, it depends on the machlokes which we learned in the braisa v'otanya, kodshem izbeach, tmimim v'nasi balimumim v'ova v'shochton, according to Rebbe, Yikoveru, Vachachomim Oimim, Yiftu, that Loche is, it has a pidyon. Now the Gemara Rashi over here explains, the Machlokes of Rebbe and Rabbonon over here, in this case of Kodshim Mizbeach Tmimim, which became a Balmum, depends on the Halocha of Hamoda V'Harocha, which is learnt in the end of the Gemara in Meseches Tmura. Over there there's a Machlokes in the Halocha of Hamoda V'Harocha, for the din of pidyon, in order to be poida, something from Hektish, sometimes we need to have Hamoda V'Harocha, only then we can go and have this din pidyon. Rashi explains, the machlokes over here is, we found over there in the Gemara in Tumur, at the end of Tumur, everyone agrees that Kodshei Bedek HaBayis needs to have Hamoda V'Harocha, and the machlokes is over there in the Gemara, what about Kedushas Mizbeach? Does Kedushas Mizbeach also need to have Hamoda V'Harocha, just like Kodshei Bedek HaBayis? Says Rashi, this is the machlokes over here between Rebbe and Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold that only Kodshei Bedek HaBayis needs to have Hamoda V'Harocha, whereas Kodshei Mizbeach does not need Hamoda V'Harocha. And therefore over here, where the behemah, as the Gemara, we have this gifts about us in the Gemara, V'ova V'Shochton, we're talking about a case where it was ready after the Shechita, and therefore we cannot go and do any more. We don't have the option over here to do Hamoda V'Harocha. He's after Shechita, he's already dead. And therefore, says the Gemara, that in the case of Ova V'Shochton, according to the Rabbonon, they hold that the whole din of Hamoda V'Harocha is only said by Bedek HaBayis, and not by Kodshei Mizbeach, and therefore over here, it's still, there's a din pidyon, and therefore, because there's a din pidyon, so too, by Me'ila, it is Yoytze L'chulin, or Go'a L'chulin, and therefore, the Aloch is Ein Moil Achamoil, whereas Rebbe disagrees, because Rebbe holds Yikoveru, Rebbe holds the Aloch is, even Kodshei Mizbeach needs to have Hamoda V'Harocha, and therefore we hear where it is not possible to do Hamoda V'Harocha, it does not have any pidyon, and this is what Rebbe says in the Mishnah, Kol dovo she'ein lo pidyon is coming to be marbe, to go and add on also this case where there's no Hamod of Arocha because of Kodshim Izbeach, and this is a shit of Rebbe that even Kodshim Izbeach also needs to have Hamod of Arocha, and therefore it's Dovah She'ein Lepidion. Therefore, this is Aloch of Yesh Moil Ach Hamoil according to Shittas Rebbe. This is how Rashi over here explains the Gemara, and this is Bemes the Gis that we have in the Gemara of Ova Avishochton. But many Achronim are Medayek in Toisvus. A Toisvus is actually not Goyrus. This Loshen of the Gemara of Ova Avishochton. We're not talking about a case where this behemoth became a Balmum and he already is dead, he already is holding after Shechita. Toisvus seems to learn the Gemara of here without this Girsa. We're talking about where the behemoth is still alive. This is how the Achronim, because Hazevach, the Chiknoson, the Bekvega also, Svasemes, Karnoya, the Ilas Shleimer, and others, they're all Medayek in Toisvus. That Toisvus seems to learn the Gemara over here, we're talking about where the behemoth is still alive. And Toisvus explains that even though Rebbe also, who even though he Rebbe holds that Kodshim Mizbeach needs to have a Hamod of Arocha, over here, Be'emes, it's still possible to make a Hamod of Arocha. But Rebbe is just saying that since this Kedushas Mizbeach needs to have a Hamod of Arocha, like Rashi explains, this is a Machlokes in Ebraisa, whether Kodshim Mizbeach needs to have a Hamod of Arocha. Therefore, according to Rebbe, who holds that Kodshim Mizbeach needs a Hamod of Arocha, this is a svara to say that the Kedusha is Alima Kedusha Sayu, which is a very strong Kedusha, and therefore this alone is a reason to say that this behemah does not go out l'chulin with a Me'ila, and therefore Yesh Moil Achamoil, just like a regular Kedusha Saguf. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, the Aloha is that it does not need, Kodshi Mizbeach does not need a Mod of Aroche. Therefore says Toisves, Lo Yalima Kedusha Sayu, the Kedusha is not strong, and therefore the Aloha is Ein Moil Achamoil, because the first person who's moil automatically will go al chulin like a regular kedushas domim because of this din. I does not need a mod of arocha. Very mechudish tige pshat in the Gemara. Now over here, Bemis, we're talking about a case where it's still alive and it's possible to make a mod of arocha. And even so, according to Rebbe, who holds that it does need a mod of arocha, this is a simon to see that we look at the kedusha like a very strong kedusha, and therefore the aloha is that the din is yesh moil achamoil, just like a regular kedushas haguf. Now, Be'emes, the Shittim Mekubetzes already over here in Oischof Beis brings this mefurish from the Maram, who says clearly this pshat in the Gemara that we're not goyrus v'ova avishochton, and he explains that the reason why he does not want to be goyrus v'ova avishochton like Rashi is because if we're talking about after the shechita, Be'emes halacha is a kodshim shemesu is yotzu midei meila min atayre, and the halacha is there's no meila anymore once the behemoth has already died. Like we learned at the beginning of the Masechet in Daf Gimel, therefore the halacha is that he wants to discuss a case of Me'ila, which is Minatoria, and therefore this is the reason why he's not going. So here, Va'ov HaVashochton, we're talking about how it's still alive, and the Me'ila is Minatoria, and Afa became even so, it's still possible to make a Mod of Arocha, but it's just a simon to say that it's Alima Kedusha Sayu, the Kedusha is very strong according to Rebbe, since Kodshim Mizbeach needs to have a Mod of Arocha. The Karinoia asks on this Pshat of Tosfos a few very strong questions, and the first question he asks is that l'chayra we find this machlokes by kodshim mizbeach v'niz amod v'arocha, but the din is that l'chayra this machlokes which we find at the end of Temurah where the amod v'arocha is said by Bedek Abayis or also by kodshim mizbeach, normally one would say that this has nothing to do with alim kedushasayu. It does not depend whether the strength of the kedusha is strong enough to have the din amod v'arocha. This is a gzeris hakosuv in the dine pidyon, in the halachas of pidyon doesn't have to stand up, we have to have arocha v'yichri ha'koyen, in the end of Pashas b'chu koisai, and the machlekes over there in the Gemara is, in the end of Tmur in Daf Lamed Beis, whether this din applies by kodshei mizgabais only, or also by kodshei mizbeach. Normally one would learn that this is only a gzeris hakosuv in the dine pidyon. Why should we say that this is a svar of alima kedushasayu? Says the Karinoira, the reason why the Rabbonon over there disagree and they hold the din of Amod of Arocha is only by Bedek Abayis, it's not because there's some kind of kula in the Kedushas Mizbeach. Adarabah, normally Kedushas Mizbeach is always stronger than Kedushas Bedek Abayis. It's a Kedushas Akosuv, which we find in the Parsha Opidion that only applies in the din of Amod of Arocha, only applies in Kodshi Bedek Abayis. Mamele Lechir, it's a Shver Svorah over here to say that the Machlikas and Rebbe and Rabbonon of Amod of Arocha depends over here if it's Alima Kedusha Sayu or Loi Alima Kedusha Sayu. Now, Be'emes, to answer this question, the Chazanish, in Poro, in Simen Gimel, Sivkot in Gimel, he explains that it would be possible to over here to understand this Machlokes over here between Rebbe and Rabbonon, and the Machlokes Over here in this Gemara, in the din of Yesh Moel HaChamoel, it depends on the Machlokes, where the Kodesh Mizbeach Nisava Amodah V'Aroch, it says a Chazanish that one can learn, that Be'emes HaLoshon of Tosfos says, Lavdafka doesn't mean to say that it is a simon to go and say that according to Rebbe, the Kedusha is very strong, and therefore Yesh Moel HaChamoel. Because like the Karenari points out, normally this is not a Gilui on the Kedusha, how strong the Kedusha is, it's only a Gzeres HaKosuv. But it could be, says a Chazanish, one could learn that according to Rebbe, who holds that Kodshim Mizbeach needs to have a mod of Arocha, therefore when we're discussing Me'ila, and we want to go to Chulin with a Maisa Me'ila, we can say that Me'ila itself is missing in this Tanai of a mod of Arocha. So we explained earlier in the Afyut Tesamid Beis that there's a tzad that the reason why it goes out of Chulin is also working with the Gedorim of Pidyon. It's like your Poida the Kedusha, so too with the Me'ila goes out of Chulin. And if according to Rebbe we need to have Amod of Arocha, it could be that with the Me'ila it cannot go out of Chulin because it's missing Amod of Arocha. Whereas according to the Rabbonon, there's no din Amod of Arocha by Kedusha as Mizbeach. Therefore, with the Me'ila, it can go out of Chulin, just like every Kedusha Sdomim, and therefore the Rabbonon hold of Ein Moel Acham Moel. Me'ila, it could be that the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbonon is not a simon on the Darga of the Alimus and the Kedusha and the strength of the Kedusha, but it's just that it depends very practically on the Din of Amod of Arocha, because if we say that Me'ila also, it was working with the Gedorim of Pidyon, and therefore it is missing in the din of Amod of Arocha over here, in the case where we didn't make Amod of Arocha with the Maisa Me'ila, there's no Amod of Arocha going on, and therefore, with the Maisa of the Me'ila, cannot go Al-Khulin according to Rebbe, and he's Amod of Arocha. But this depends, again, on the Machlokes we discussed earlier in the few tests, whether the Yitzir L'Khulin by Me'ila is working with the Gedorim of Pidyon, or it is a new Gzeris HaKosov of Afkoas Kedusha, the E Me'ila Eloshinui, like we explained earlier from Shitas Rashi. But Al-Kopon, it's also a chidush to say that with a Maisa Me'ila we need to have a Amod of Arocha, a chidush from the Chazanish. But as we said also, the Lashon of Tosfos is mashman like the Karenari takes on, that it bemis depends on Alima Kedushosayu or Loim Alima Kedushosayu. Now this is a Mahalach of Tosfos over here in the Gemara. But Al-Kopon, the Karenari says that the Pashtus of the Gemara, like Augis is Mefurish, it would seem like Shitas Rashi, that over here we're talking about a case where the Behemoth has already died. He's over Avo Shochton, like it says in the Breis also. And therefore, according to Rebbe, since we need to have a Amod of Arocha, and now it is not possible to make a Amod of Arocha, he's already dead. Therefore, the halacha is that Yesh Moel HaChamoel, because he is included in the category of something Dovo She'ein Lo Pidyon, he is now included in something which doesn't have any Pidyon, because he's missing a Amod of Arocha, and he's missing this possibility of having a Amod of Arocha, since it is over Avo Shochton. But the Emes says, "Avayi Yitzaydus Yekash over here for Rebbe Chonon in Kovitz Haoris in Simen Nun Dalad Ois Gimel asks Rebbe Chonon on this Gemara, Avayi Yitzaydus Yekashayla in understanding the Svara of Rebbe Popper in Shittas Rebbe. Because the Chayra in the whole Sugya when we're discussing the Aloha of Yesh Moel HaChamoel, there we understand that Kedushas HaGuf, the Aloha is that it does not have any Pidyon. And therefore, since it doesn't have any pidyon, like we explained earlier, with the Me'ila also it doesn't go out of Chulin, and therefore the second person can also be Moel. This is the halacha of Yesh Moel HaChamoel. But over here we're discussing a case of a Kedushas Domin. And the reason why it doesn't have any pidyon, according to Rebbe, is from a side reason, because there's a Tanai of Hamod of Arocha. There's a din that we need to have Hamod of Arocha, and as we said, according to Rashi, over here we're discussing a case where the behemoth is already dead, and therefore is missing the possibility of having a mod of Arocha, and therefore he cannot have any pidyon. Says the Karen, says the Kovetz Horus, we have to understand over here, why do we say that because of this side reason that he cannot have any pidyon, this should already be included in something which is called Dovor She'ein Loi Pidyon. He behemoth is something which does have pidyon. He's a Kedushas Domim, he has pidyon. The reason why he cannot be poida this behema is possibly there's a tzayd halacha of a din of Amod of Arocha which is missing because the behema practically is a chisorin in his hechatimtza that he cannot have Amod of Arocha because he's already dead. So why should we say that because of this tzayd hechatimtza that he can't have a pidyon should be enough to say that this should already be included just like a kedushas haguf that has halacha of a yesh moel achamoel. If there will be some kind of way we'll be able to give him a mod of arocha, then we'll be able to have a pidyon. And Me'ila, since by Me'ila, normally one understands a regular maisa Me'ila doesn't need to have a mod of arocha, so that it goes al chulin even without a maisa of amod of ariochem. And Meila, why do we say over here that with a meila cannot go al chulin if it's a regular kedushas domin because he's missing in the din of ein loy amod of ariochem, and therefore he's considered something which is a dovah she ein loy pidyon. He should be considered a dovah sheish loy pidyon. His kedusha is a kedusha which has a pidyon. A very strong question. Reb Chanan asks, how can we consider this thing a dovah she ein loy pidyon if it's only a side problem of the hamod of ariochem? Says Reb Chanan, a very yesodistic point from Reb Chaim. He says over from Reb Chaim Brisker that Reb Chaim says that be'emes every single time we have a behemah which has a kedushas haguf, like in the Gemara by us we're discussing a behemah which was a tam which had a kedushas haguf, and later on it gets a mum. Says Reb Chaim, the reason why when it gets a mum, now you can be poyda the behemah, is not because automatically the kedushas switches over. The kedushas haguf is poka, and now it becomes a kedushas domim, which has pidyon. The kedusha be'emes remains, is a kedushas haguf, but this kedushas haguf, since it has pidyon, therefore, the pidyon itself is what's being mafkia, the kedusha, and not allowing it to go and have the same darga of kedushas haguf, because kedushas haguf never has pidyon. Says Reb Chaim that we find that this kedusha be'emes is still be'etzem, the kedusha of a kedushas haguf. We find if someone makes a tmura, then the din is that you can still make a tmura on this kedusha. It doesn't have halacha of kedushas domim, as halacha of kedushas haguf psulei hamikdashim before the pidyon is always in tmura, like the Gemara says in Mechiras Daf Yudalet. Therefore, we see that the kedusha itself be'etzem is still called the kedushas haguf. There's no din that the second it gets a mum, it switches over to kedushas domim. Be'etzem, its kedusha is a kedushas haguf. But the reason why he doesn't have the dalga chamura of a kedushas haguf is this itself, that he has a mum, and the halacha is that with a mum we can have a pidyon. Therefore, it is missing in the kedusha enough to be poida, and this is what takes down the kedusha on kedushas haguf. Or be'etzem, it has a kedushas haguf. Mameila says Reb Chanan, the nafkemina is going to be that in a case where there's even for a side reason he cannot have any pidyon, but for any reason the pidyon goes away, the chatimta of pidyon goes away, then automatically his kedusha is automatically be'etzem a kedushas haguf chamura, that now he has a halachas of all the dinim of kedushas haguf. Because as we said, the kedushas haguf is not pshat that the kedushas haguf goes away and it becomes a kedushas domi. He still makes tmura, which is a simon that be'emes the kedushas haguf is still here, but it's only a din that's yesh lo pidyon. So the second pidyon goes away, then automatically the kedushas haguf is here enough to have the darga chamura of a kedushas haguf. And Mameila, this is a halacha in our Gemara that according to Rebbe, where there's no din pidyon, even for a side reason of Amod of Ariocha, but this automatically gives us back the din of Kedushas Haguf, which never really left the behemah, and therefore the halacha is that Yesh Moel Acha Moel, because now we have back again the Kedushas Haguf She'ein Loi Pidyon. Mameila, so be'emes, the Kedushas Haguf was still here, and therefore, even though it's a side reason, as we said, it can still be considered like a regular Kedushas Haguf that Loch is going to be over here, that Yesh Moel Acha Moel, this is how Reb Chaim, the Reb Chanan explains up here, Reb Chaim, over here, Pshat and our Gemara, very sadistic in the Kuda, in the case of a Kedushas Haguf, which gets a mum, that the Kedushas Haguf be'emes doesn't go away, it doesn't turn over and switch on to a Kedushas Domim, but it's a Kedushas Haguf which has a pidyon, and the second pidyon goes away, for whatever reason that he doesn't have a pidyon, then automatically now he gets a halacha of a Kedushas Haguf chamura. The halacha is that Yesh Moel Acha Moel, this is the svara, Reb Chanan explains that Al Gemara and Shitas Rebbe, or you see this a point over here, from Reb Chanan, in Simen Nun Dalet, in Kivitz Aorus, or his Gimel. And it's a very similar mahalach also, from Michal Feinstein, in the Sefer Yeshur, in the Maasif Yeshur, in Chilek Yudalet, also his Marich, like this Reb Chaim over here to explain our Gemara, the reason why according to Rebbe and it's missing Amod of Ariocha, the halacha is Yesh Moel Acha Moel. Now moving further on into the Mishnah, in the Mishnah Yutesimet Beis Chofa Medalef, the Mishnah starts off, tells us halacha, not al even or kuryo shel hekdesh harizeh loy moal. If someone takes a kuryo shel hekdesh, he's not going to be moal. And the Gemara says later, the Mishnah says, noson lechaviri, hu moal vechaviri loy moal. This is a din of ein moel acha moel because it goes out lechulin. The Gemara explains, maishno hu maishno chaviri. What is the difference? Why is he moel and his chaviri loy moal? Or mashmuel? Begizbe amesuris loy oskinon. The halacha is, it's begizbe amesuris loy. The Rishonim explain over here, Rashi, the Mefarish and Tosfos, that this is going on the first case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, not al even oikuyosh elekdesh harizeh loy moal. And this is what the Gemara's question is, that why in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when he himself is taking it for his own purpose, then is loy moal, whereas in the Sefer, where it's not on the Chaveri, then it's moal. And on that, the Gemara explains that the Reisha of the Mishnah, we're talking about a Gizba, and he's using it for his own purpose, and the Loch is that the Gizba himself, when he's moving around the Kurish al Hekdesh, he can't be moil, he's not gummy, he's no Mila Doitzah by the Gizba, only when he's Moitzi Mirishusoi, when he goes out of the Gizba's Rishus, because always when it's under the Gizba, then the Aloch is, there's no Hitzah yet, only when he gives it over the Chaviri. This is the din of the Gemara here by us, and this is the Me'ila which we have earlier mentioned in Daf Yud Ches, which Tosfos brings down from our Mishnah. The halacha is, if someone gives over to his friend a chifetz of hektish, the halacha is, he's chayiv me'ila because of me'ila de hoitzor, which is learnt out before from Avodah Zarah, that is such a kind of me'ila. So too the Gemara says later on, that in a case where he himself, the gizbah, uses it for his own purpose, in a case where he builds it into his house, and it's a shinui, then this itself, they put it into his house, and now it's clear that he's not using it anymore for hektish. In a case where he's Meshane, then the halacha is he's going to be Me'ila, even though Lemaise hasn't yet had Hanor sitting under this courier yet. He's also going to be Chayiv Me'ila. This is the din of Me'ila de Hoitzor. And from here, Tosfos brings earlier this Yesoid, that there's such a kind of Me'ila de Hoitzor going out from Rishus Hekdesh to Rishus Choyl, even though there's no actually yet any Hanor, only later on he's ready Chayiv ready now on the Me'ila de Hoitzor. This is the Shitta of Tosfos. Now, as you mentioned earlier in Daf Yud Ches, which we'll just mention briefly over here, the shit of the Rambam. We said earlier from the Achrinim, the Karenoyah and others, the Medayik and the Rambam, which the Rambam is by us, who disagrees with Tosfos, because the Rambam brings down, in Hilchus Me'ila and Perek Vov, Aloche Zayin and Aloche Ches, the Rambam brings down the din of our Mishnah, and the Reish of the Mishnah, says the Rambam, the din is, if someone takes a Evan, or Kuro Shal Hekdesh, Harizah Loi Moal, says the Rambam, the reason is, Kiven Shaloi Nene. The reason why he doesn't have any Me'ila is because actually he hasn't yet had any benefit, he hasn't yet had any Hanor. Now, according to Tosfos, and this is the Bemis, the Pashtus of our Gemara, the reason why there's no Me'ila is because we're talking about Gizba, and the Rambam doesn't explain like this the Gemara. The Rambam seems to understand the din of the Reisha of the Mishnah in a different way, and the reason why there's no Me'ila is because the Rambam Shitta is that in Me'ila de Hoitzor, there's no Me'ila until he has Hanor. There's no such thing as having Me'ila without any Hanor at all, and therefore in the Reisha, where he hasn't yet had any Hanor yet, he has just taken the Evan or the Kuri of Hekdesh, he hasn't got any Me'ila yet because, says the Rambam, Sharei Loinene, and Me'ila doesn't have any Me'ila. Now explains the Karenoyah, so to the Chofetz Chaim, it's Marich, the Karenoyah is Masbe over here, how does the Rambam understand our Gemara? Says the Karenoyah, the Rambam learns a different pshat in the Gemara's question. When the Gemara over here says, Maishnahu, Maishnahu, it does not mean what is the difference in the Reisha to the Sefer in the case where he takes it for himself or he gives it over to his friend. The Rambam learns that Gemara's Shaila, Maishnahu, or Maishnahu Chaveiro is going both in the case of the Sefer. The Sefer, it says, Alocha, Nothno le Chaveiro. He gives over this Chaveiro, he gives over this Kuro, this Chifetz of Hekdesh to his friend. The Alocha is his Moal, because now he's having a Toivas Hanor, now he's getting a benefit that he's giving over a present to someone else. And he gets this Toivas Hanor that his friend is now Makitoiv to him. This is the Hanor, the benefit which he has, and therefore there's a Me'ila. And the Mishnah says, Chaveiro Eloi Moal. Chaveiro, when he does so also, he gives it over to someone else, he's also Eloi Moal. And on this is Gemara's question, Maishnahu, Maishnah Chaveiro, why is Chaveiro Eloi Moal? And explains the Karenoyah, we can learn the Gemara's question is, even though the Aloch is Ein Moel Ach HaMoel, and once the first one has done a Me'ila, it goes out of Chulin, but the Rambam could learn the Gemara's question is Mashma in the Mishnah we're discussing, even in a case of a Mezid, where the Gizba himself, where the person himself knew that this thing is actually a Chifetz of Hekdesh, and even so he gave it over to his friend, the Halacha is that in this case of a Mezid, the Halacha in the Gemara in Kedushin, in Daf Nun Daled, the Machlikas, and Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, and the Halacha we pass again like Rebbe Yehuda, the Halacha is Hekdesh, but Mezid, Einoi Mischalel, does not go out of Chulin when it's a Mezid. And therefore, this is Gemara's question, that when he gives it over to the Chaveiro, the first one is a Moel, so why is the second? Why was Chaveiro Loi Moel? If there's a Mezid over here, that Loch is Yesh Moel Ach HaMoel, there's no Chilul going on. And therefore, why does the second one, when he gives it over further, why is he not Chayev on the Me'ila? And on that, the Gemara answers, that we're talking about a case where Chaveri gave it over to the Gizbar. He gave it back to the Gizbar, who the person it belongs to, and therefore he doesn't have any Tovias Hanoah. He didn't give him like a present. He gave it back to the Gizbar, who he belongs to, this Chavetz of Hekdesh, and therefore Chaveri Loimoal. This is a new Ma'alach in the Gemara, the way the Rambam understands the Gemara. Says the Kayanura, this is all built on the Yisuid of the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that in Me'ila Dohitzor, there's never any Me'ila unless there's some kind of Anor, some kind of Tevias Anor, and this is the Rambam, the din of the Risha of the Mishnah. We're not discussing a Gizbar, we're talking about every normal person also. He's Loi Moal because he didn't have any Anor, and the Gemara's Teretz of Gizbar is actually referring to the Sefer, the case of Chaveiro, and he gave it over to the Gizbar. This is the case of the Mishnah that the Gemara says, we're talking about a case of the Gizbar. So this is how the Kerenir and others, they explained earlier, we found this already in the Shita of the Raivad and Treyas Kerenir in the beginning of Ayikro, the Shita of Me'ila Dohitzor. But the Emes, we just have to mention that it is not totally muskim, agreed upon, that this is the Shita of the Rambam. The Chofetz Chaim Lemaisa says that it could be where the Rambam explains the Mishnah is a Loimon and he learns like this Pshat in the Gemara, is not because he disagrees with the Shita of Tosfos. And he also agrees, it could be, the Rambam also agrees in a case where the person actually is mechaving to go and take it to his own rishus, and he steals it, then he's going to be chayev on me'ila dohitzor. And the reason why the Rambam in the Risha of the Mishnah says that he's not yet chayev because he didn't have any anor, says the Chofetz Chaim, it could be the Rambam understands the case of the Mishnah where there was no actual me'ila dohitzor taking place. He didn't steal it, he didn't take it to his own rishus. He only moved it around, was a notal, but his loin is chavin legoizlo, and he was not moitzie to his own rishos, and therefore the only way he should be chayiv me'ilo is only because of the hanor. And on that the Rambam says that since he didn't have any benefit, he didn't have any hanor, this is the reason why he's not going to be chayiv me'ilo in the Risha, and says the Rambam, but the Rambam also agrees that if there would be a case of a me'ila dehoitzor, it could be, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Rambam will agree to the shitta of Tosfos, that there is a me'ila on hoitzor itself going out from the rishus of Hekdesh to the rishus of Choyl, even though the Gemara, and over here, the Rambam learns pshat, over here, like the Kaleri explains, is going on the safe of the Gemara. So to the Michas Boruch, already is Marich, in Simon Pei Dalet and Anaf Aleph, that could be that the Rambam agrees to the shitta of Tosfos. This is not like we said earlier, and we found this in Mefurish in the Raivet, that even me'ila dehoitzor needs to have some hanor. The Maisa, the Rambam over here in Pirush HaMishnayis is very clear, like the Kerenuri already says, in the Rambam, Amos Achrinim take on, that the Rambam's shita is, that Me'ila Dohitzor, there's never any Me'ila unless there's Anor. And over here, the Rambam learns very clearly in the Mishnah, in the Reisha, Ariza Leimoal, even on the person who's actually been mechaving to go and steal it and take it away, but since he hasn't had any Anor, he's not going to be Chayev, and not like the Chavetz Chaim is Madchik, the Loshin of the Rambam, Yad HaChazoker, like the Michas Boruch. This is a machlokes, but akoponim, this is the Gemara over here, where the machlokes of the Rambam and Tosfos is, and Pashtus, the shit of the Rambam, there's no me'ila dohitzor without any anor, and the Rambam learns the Gemara in a totally different way. The din of Avonim Emsuris Legizba is referring to the Chaveri, who gave it back to the Gizba, and therefore he has no Tosfos anor, not like the other Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos by us. Now the Gemara continues on, and the Gemara asks a question in a case where he did a shinui, says the Gemara, Yishbichayev miyad. Why does he have to be? The Mishnah says that if it's bono mesich beisoy, he's not going to be chayev. The Gemara, why is he not chayev? Lomeli ad shiyodu tachteo, kim dishan yemoal. In a case where he built it into his house, no me makes a shinui, he has to change the courier, he has to change the avonim, and therefore there should be koina it b'shinui, and this itself should be a me'ila, like we said, from Rashi and Tosfos, that even without any anor, me'ila do'itzor alone, even in the case of a gizba, he should be chayev. Omar Rav, says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Kagoin Sheinicho Api Arubo. He placed the courier on top of the Arubo, and therefore there was no Shinui over here. And this is the reason why he's not Chayev straight away, only later on, when he's gonna have a Hanor of a Shavaputa with the living underneath this courier and this Avonim. Rashi, there is a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos in Baba Kama. Rashi in Baba Kama, the Gemara over there, the same Gemara, there the Gemara is B'Shem Shmuel. And over there Rashi says, the case of the Gemara's Teretz of Einicho Api Arubo means that he placed the courier on top of the Arubo and he didn't do anything else. He just placed it there and it's now sitting on top of the Arubo without any Shinui. So too in the Mefarish Baos, Rashi Baos seems to also learn this way, that he just placed it on the Arubo, he didn't attach it at all to the Binyan. Tosfos over there in Baba Kama in Chofel Mid Beis, he asks on Rashi, that why does Rashi say so? Even in a case where he attaches it to the binyan, and he's mechaber betit, he attaches it with cement, even so, it is still not called a shinui, because halacha is a shinui achoizah lebriyosoi. If you could just take it off, and just take it away from this place, this binyan, this api aruba, says Tosfos, this is also not considered a shinui in Hilchos Gezeila over there in the Gemara Baba Kama, and therefore says Tosfos, over here we can be talking about a case where he put it on the aruba, and he actually attached it with tit, and even so, it is not called a shinui enough to be called that he is actually stealing it away from Hektish. This is a machlikas, Rashi and Tosfos over there in Baba Kama. The Rambam also, in Me'ilah and Pe'ikvov, Aloch Ches, he actually learns like Rashi, and he says over here, Yinecha api aruba was not attached. He only placed it and it is still Tolush. Ask the Achrinim, the Karenur by us, so to the Nachlas David, in Baba Kama, in Chofamid Beis. They ask a very strong question on Rashi, which seems to be the Mahalach of the Mefarish by us in the Gemara also, and the Rambam, that they learn that Inicha Api Aruba means that it's Tolush. If so, how do we learn by us in the Gemara Me'ila, the Hemshech Gemara? The Gemara over here says, Leima Mesayeh Alei L'Rav. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from here, from this case of the Gemara to Rav, that Rav's shita is that in a case of Tolush Ulebsev Chibroi, in a case where someone had something which is Tolush, and then he attached it to the building, that Aloche is, have a Tolush, this is Shitas Rav. Memela says the Gemara, we have a case over here in Nicha or Piaruba, where now it's attached to the building, and then the Aloche is that he has Aloche, that he's moil. And L'chayr says the Gemara over here, it says a raya that Tolush will save Chibre, have a Tolush, because Aloch is a Me'ila b'mechubel, that the Gemara learned later on, earlier on, in Yudchesam, it's based from Truma. Me'ila, this is the Gemara over here, which the Gemara brings a raya to Rav. So L'chayr, say the Achrinim, L'chayr, it is Muchach in our Gemara that over here, in Icha Piaruba, we're talking about a case where he actually attached it to the building, because otherwise it has Aloch of Tolush. And it is very clear in our Gemara over here, we're talking about Lebesoiv Chibre. Over here, we're talking about a case where he attached it and it became Chubber now to the building. This is like Tosfos by us explains over here clearly, we're talking about a case where he attached it to the building which is Lebesoiv Chibre. According to Rashi and the Rambam, they learn that it is talking about Tolush, and there's no Raya at all to Rav. Because over here, we're talking about a case where it is still Tolush, and therefore, later on, when he sits underneath, and he has an over shove pruta, then definitely he's going to be chayiv me'ila, the aloch is, and it is me'ila betolush. We're not talking about a case of mechuba over here at all. L'chiria, this Gemara seems very clearly furious in our Gemara, that we're talking about a case where we attach this chiria to the building, and afa became even so, it's not considered a shinri, like Tosfos says over there in Baba Kama, because it is a shinri achoizah lebriyosoi. Says the Nachlas David, and so to the Karenur by us, that L'chiria, Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn, Rashi and the Rambam, they seem to understand the Gemara over here on a different pshat, and it makes a difference also for the Hemshech of the Gemara. Rashi and the Rambam, L'chiria, they understood when the Gemara over here asks a question, V'kiven de boni lo mias moa leime misayeh le'lirav, the Gemara says over here that L'chiria, since he built it into the wall, L'chiria, it should be a riot to Rav, or Zatolush, or B'sev Chibra, or Avatolush. It's not like Tosfos who learns that the Gemara over here is referring to the case of the Mishnah where he was a Nicha Api Aruba and later on he's going to be moiled when he sits underneath and he has a Hanor of a Shavu Pruta. Because this case, for Emes, is talking about a case of Tolush, like we said. Rashi and Rambam learned that we're talking about a case of Tolush. But the Gemara's question is actually going back to the Loshon of the Maksha. The Maksha, the one who asked the question of the Gemara, he originally asked and he said that Kiven Deshanye Moal, since he actually was Mishane. This was the Gemara's assumption at the beginning that we're talking about a case the person was actually changed the career and therefore he's Chayiv on the Me'ila with the Hoitzor. Says the Gemara now that since the Makshin takes on Bipshitas, Kiven the Shanye Moal, in this case where he was Mishane and he changed it into the building, L'chayr, why should there be any Me'ila? This should be a riot to Rav, walls at Tolush, Ubsev Chibre, Rav at Tolush, because otherwise, even in the case of a Shinui, there's not going to be any Me'ila, because now it's attached, and therefore there's no Me'ila anymore. This is the Gemara's question. The Gemara's not asking a question of what we just answered in the case of Inicha Api Aruba, but it's going back to the Gemara before, and we're asking a question, Lime Mesayele, we're bringing a riot from the Loshon of the Makshin. The Makshin took on Bipshitas, that Kivin the Shani Lei Moal, and on that the Gemara asks the question, that Kivin the Shani Lei Moal, why should this be the din, if not for the Aloha of Rav, or Tovashalub Seif Chibri, have a Tolush? Memela, Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yoshe and Shari Gimel Peik Chof Dalet brings down this pshat that the Achronim explain Rashi and the Rambam that it is referring to the Gemara earlier Kivin Deshanye Moal, which is Bemis Meduyek Mu in the Loshon of the Gemara, the Kivin Deboni Lo Mias Moal. The Gemara's question is on the building, on the binyan itself, while he's building it into the building, then he should get Bichayev from Me'ila, not on the fact that he's having a Noah later on, like Tosfos learns, but it's going on the actual building itself. Me'ila says Reb Shimon, now according to this, the Gemara's teretz, that the Gemara answers, Hanoa, Hanirele, Nai, Mosir, Torah, the Gemara says, there's no Raya to Rav. It could be Toloshu, B'Sef Chibroi, Be'emes, Lalochis, as a din of Mechuba, but Hanoa, Hanirele, Nai, Mosir, Torah. Now, Tosfos over here explains, this is a Chidush, that even though it's Mechuba, but since Hanoa, Nirele, Nai, it is Nikkei, it is noticeable for some of me, Bachutz, Mamela is Chayiv, even though the actual Torah is built in, and as a Loch of Mechuba. And later on, Tosfos says, that this depends on when the Hektish was, if the Hektish was when it was Tolush, or the Hektish was later on when it's Mechuba. Says Reb Shimon Shkop, that according to the way the Rashi and the Rambam learned the Gemara, that the Gemara's question is not on the Hanoah, which he's having later on when he's living underneath the Kuriya, but the Gemara's discussion is on the actual building of the Kuriya itself, then we can understand the Gemara's teretz very gishmak. Hanoah nearly nine months later means the Gemara to say that even though now it is already mechuba into the building because he attached it over here, kim de shanyele, in the case of a shinui, he now made a shinui, but during the maisa of the building, he's actually gaining, he's having a tosefes with the Hanoah nearly nine that it looks like he has a bigger building. Memela, even though now he has a din mechuba and later on someone's going to be sitting underneath it, he's taken not going to be chayev because now he has a locha mechuba if we don't hold of Rav's din of tavush say chibre avetolush. But even so, the building itself can be mechayev him on the meila, even though now he's attaching it. But the hanoah neileinaim is also also a toyer, and therefore he's chayev on the chiluk which is tolush until it became mechuba, and only later on, once it's mechuba, then in chenami he's taken ogi bichayev on the meisa dira later on. But on the action building itself, this is a chiyuv on Hanoah neileinaim also a toyer. This is the way Reb Shimon explains according to the way Rashi and the Rambam learned the pshat in the Gemara. Memeila, according to Rashi and the Rambam, the emes it could be that in the Gemara's teretz of a nicha api aruba, it is actually remains tolush, but the Gemara is referring to the case of the shinui where they changed it into the building and they became chuba. And on that, this is a continuation of the whole sugya Gemara. This is the way the achrinim understand according to Rashi and the Rambam. And emes in the mefarish is loshen by us. In Me'ila, Rashi Bayas is also mashma, that even though at the beginning he learns like the Rashi over there in Baba Kama, that we're talking about a case where it's in Nicho, and he only placed it over there without attaching it, but later on Rashi talks about a case where it's Mechuba Betit, which is Mechuberes, which seems to the Gemara is talking about a case where it is Mechuba. This works very well with the way that Achinim learned that the Gemara's question is actually referring to the case where it's Mechuba, and he was Kanye Beshinui. This is the Gemara over here, even though the Maaseh Tachidush that the Gemara brings a Raya Lema Mesayeh Alei L'Rav from the Loshon of the Makshin alone is enough of a Raya to the Loshon of Rav. This is a bit of a Duchik in the Gemara, which is not in the case of the continuation of a Nicho Api Aruba, according to the way Tosfos over here explains the Gemara. Machlekes Rishonim Poshut in the Pshat in our Gemara, and it is built on the Gemara, and Machlekes depends on the Machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos over there in Baba Kamed, Dav Chofim Ubeis, if Nicho Api Aruba means Betolush, or if it means Mechuba, like the Pashtas of our Gemara. Now, just one final point over here in this Perek, before we move on to the new Perek, is the Be'emes understanding this din which we say in all time from the Gemara over here by us, from Rashi and Tosfos in Baba Kama, the din of Shinui, which is Koina, and this din that Gizba himself, even though he does not have the din of Me'ila de Hitzor, but the Gemara says very clearly that if he does a Maisa of a Binyan of the Koira and he does it with a Shinui, then he's going to be Chayiv Me'ila because of the din Shinui. Now Be'emes, there's no Makor over here to understand why this should be so. Since a Gizba does not have a Me'ila de Hitzor in a case where he takes it into his own Yishus, only when he gives it over to someone else, then he has the din of Me'ila de Hitzor, but not in the case of a Notal, then why in the case of a Shinui is any difference? The Gemara says, Bipshitas, that in the case of a Shinui, then of course the Gizba himself also has a Me'ila. The Gemara doesn't explain what should be the reason why is Shinui worse off than in the case of a Notal. Now it seems in Tosfos by us, the Oilas Shlema points this out, that Tosfos by us understands the reason is because Shinui is actually considered a Maisa Geneva, just like we find by a Ganev. The Aloch is a Ganev, a Gazan, the Aloch is the din of Shinui is Koina. in a case where he does a shinui maisa, he's actually koina the chifetz, and therefore we find the idea, says Oila Shleime Baba Kamen Kufamid Beis, that the shinui itself is also considered a maisa geneva. So even though the maisa netila of the gizba is not considered enough of a maisa to say that he's taking it into his own rishus, but when he does a maisa choshev, like a maisa shinui, this is a svara of the Gemara to compare it to the din of shinui koina by a maisa geneva. This is also enough over here to consider this person, this gizba, that he's doing a maisa meila with this shinui. And therefore this is a svara of the Gemara by us, that since the gizba himself is doing a shinui to the koira, then he has becomes a ganev, just like if he'll be doing a maisa geneva, even though he doesn't have an issa on the netila itself with the agbor, but with the shinui he's going to have an issa. And this is a svara of Tosfos that compares it to the din of shinui maisa by a gazlin. Now, Mamela, this is a svara of Tosfos also over there in Baba Kama, who argues on Rashi. And Tosfos over there says that even in a case where he attaches it with the cement, even so, it is still not called a shinui, because the halacha by gzele is that we need to have a shinui she'einui choyze lebriyosoi. But in the case of a shinui she'choyze lebriyosoi, which can go and retract and go back to its original state, then halacha is not considered a shinui. Mamela says Tosfos, since by gzele it is not considered a shinui, so too by me'ila also it is not considered a shinui, which is the svara of Tosfos by us, that the reason why a gizba is going to be chayev me'ila because of the shinui is the same idea and the concept of a maisa, which is enough of a shinui by gzele, and if by gzele it's not enough of a shinui, so too over here by me'ila the gizba is not going to be chayev. But Be'emes the Achrenim discuss that it would be, if not for Tosfos, maybe this is a shita of Rashi over there in Baba Kama, who argues on Tosfos, and the Nachlas David over there in Baba Kama in Chof Amid Beis, so to the Minchas Boruch, Simen Chof Ches, they discuss that it could be the reason why Shinui works over here by the Gizba is not because of the din of Shinui Koina by Gzela. But it could be, even without this halacha of Gzela of Shinui Koina, there's a svara to say that the Gizba, if he makes a Shinui, is going to be Chayev. And this is like we mentioned earlier, the Michas Boruch says that even though when he can move it around in his own Yishus, he has permission to do so, he's not mechuyev to keep all the money of Hekdesh in one place. Memela, even if he lifts it up for his own kavona, the din is that he's not called a moil. But the second he does a maisa shinui that he's not allowed to do, he's going against his responsibilities of being a gizba. Then says the Michas Boruch, the shinui itself will be enough of a svara to say that he's called already a maisa meila, even though he's a gizba. Memela, it could be Rashi's svara over there in Baba Kama is that even though normally a shinui she'ein she'choyze lebriyosoi is not enough of a shinui for the maisa gzela, but over here for the gizba to be considered a moil with the maisa shinui does not need to work with the gdorim of shinui which you find by gzela, as long as he's doing something against his rishus, against the achrayis of hekdesh, then he's already considered someone who's a moil, and therefore with the shinui the gemara svara is that he's called a maisa meila even by a gizba. A similar svara the Nachas David says in Baba Kama, that over there, since the Gemara by us says that in Meila Elo Shinui we learned earlier in Daf Yud Ches, there's called a Maisa Shinui is already enough of a Maisa Meila, and therefore if the Gizba does a Shinui, he's already considered a Meila, even though the Notal alone into his own Yishus is not called a Maisa Meila the Hitzor, but a Maisa of a Shinui, this is already Nichlan included in the Braisa earlier of in Meila Elo Shinui, and therefore says the Nachas David, he doesn't understand at all Tosfos Kasha on Yashi and Baba Kamed Avchof on the base of the Shinui alone is enough to be called a Meila, even in a case where it's Chuyza Lebriyoso, we have no permission to go and attach it with Tit. This is enough of a Shinui, and this is what made Rashi explain the Gemara over there, that he's a Nicho Api Aruba only when it's not attached. This is a Machlekes, so you say this thing, have one over here, an understanding, L'chiria, between Rashi and Tosfos, why the Gizba is going to do a Me'ila with a Shinui, even though he doesn't have any Me'ila in the case of a Notal. Is it because of the Shinui of Gzela, and it's working with the same Gedorim of Dinim, of Shinui, which we find by Shinui Maisa, by Ganev? Or do we say this is a Din, a new Alocha of Me'ila in the case of a Shinui, even though he doesn't have the Din Me'ila in the case of a Notal? Now moving forward in the next sugya, the next perek, Hashliach, we'll give a little akdoma before we start the next perek. The next perek, Beikah, is discussing the halacha of Shlichus Lidvar Avera, which the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the beginning of Ish Mekadesh, Daf Mem Beis, Daf Mem Gimel, the klali is always Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveir. We learn itself from Divrei Rav, Divrei Atalmi, Divrei Mishoymin, or from other Mekoyers over there, that the Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveir. There is a few exceptions, and one of them is Me'ila. The Aloch is, and by Me'ila, even though it's an Aveir, the Aloch is Yei Shliach Lidvar Aveir. This is the din of our Mishnah, the Ashliach. As long as it's also shlichuso, he does exactly like the Balabais, the Mishaleach, tells him to do, then the halacha is yei shliach lidvar avir by Me'ila. Now the Mekor to teach us this halacha, that Me'ila is different than any other avir in the Torah, Toitzvos over here already brings down from the Braisa earlier in Daf Yud Chesem at Beis, that we learn out chet chet mitruma, since the whole Mekor of Me'ila is learnt out from Truma, many different halachas. One of the halachas is that yei shliach lidvar avir, just like this shlichus by Truma, so too there's a din shlichus by Me'ila, even though Me'ila is an Aveira, this is learned from a Gzereshova of Chet Chet Mitruma. This is Mefurish in the Gemara, in the beginning of Ish Mekadesh, over there in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel. This is a Makori that by Me'ila, Yeshlech Litvar Aveira, it is learned out of Truma. But the Rambam over here in the Pirish of Mishnais, so too the Bartanur over here in the Mishnais, they actually bring down a different posuk to teach us this halacha. And they say that the Makori to tell us that by Me'ila, Yeshlech Lidvar Aveir is from the posuk of Oshmo HaNefesh Ahi, which is found in the Parshas Nosoi by the Gezel Ager. Over there with the posuk says, Oshmo, the one who has an Aveir is HaNefesh Ahi. Says the Rambam, HaNefesh Ahi is learned telling us that the first one who is a Shoigig, since we're talking about a case of Me'ila B'Shoigig over here, which is Chayev Me'ila, then the din is that the Shmi Sheshogag Rishoin, which is the Meshaleach, the Balabayis, he's the one who made the original mistake. He is the one who has the Aveira, the Oshmo, HaNefesh Ahi. He has the Aveira, not the Shliach, because the Aloche is that Yei Shliach Lidvar Aveira by Me'ila. This is the Mekor of the Rambam and the Batunur. That the Rosh Hashanah already points out that Lechoyah, this is Shver, how can they learn this out from the Pasuk of the Oshmo HaNefesh Ahi, which we mentioned, is mentioned by Gezel Agir, a totally different parasha in the Torah, not the parasha of Me'ila. But says that Takonas Ezra, it could be that the Rambam learns this as a remez from the words of Mo'ala, which uses also the Gemara, the Pasuk over there by Gezel Agir, uses a Loshon of Me'ila, and therefore this can be learnt out to the parasha of Me'ila, even though the actual parasha over there is discussing the din of Gezel Agir. But Al-Kaponim, this is the Makori which they bring down. Now the Tosis Yom Tov over here already asks on the Batanur, which is the Rambam's Pshat in the Pirush Mishnayis, that L'chayr this Makori is neged the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud Ches, and neged the Mefurish Gemara in Kiddushin, that the Makori we know Yishlech Lidvar Aveir by Me'ila is from Chet Chet Mitruma, and not from this new Pasuk of Oshmo HaNefesh Ahi. We have to understand how can the Rambam brings down this din of Oshmo HaNefesh Ahi and not the din of Chet Chet Mitruma. There's many Tirutzim over here said to answer the shit of the Rambam and the Batanura. We'll mention a few of them. The first Mahalach is the Shaar HaMelech, who says in Me'ila in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, and he says that Be'emes in the din of Shliach Lidvar Aveir, who mentioned earlier in Yud Ches Amid Beis, Toisvus over there in the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis, so too in Kedushin, in Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, discusses what is the din of Me'ila in a case of Hanor. As we know, there's two parashas of Me'ila. There's Me'ila de Hanor, Me'ila de Huitzor. We have to know what is the din of Yishliach Lidvar Aveir. Is it said by Me'ila de Huitzor only when he tells him to give it over to someone else, to the Chenveni, like the Gemara over here is discussing, or in a case where he's having Hanor and he tells the Shliach to have Hanor. Tosfos earlier said that in a case where the Shliach is having the Hanor, then there's no way we can have a Din Shlichus to go and give back this Aveira to the Meshaleach, because we have the Klal, Leimotzinu b'chol ha'teira kulo, zenene, v'zeh mischayev, it is not possible, one person should have the Hanor and the other one should become Chayev, and therefore, says Tosfos, the whole ribui over here of Yeshlichach Lidvar Aveir is only when we're discussing the din of Shlichas of Huitzor, when it's going out from one Rishus to the Rishus of Choyl. In this case, we can have a din of a Maisa Shlichas to give over to be Mesiaches to the Meshaleach, but not in the case of Me'ila de Hanor. Whereas Toisvus in Kedushim Mem Gimel has a tzad, one tzad in Toisvus, that maybe this din is even by in the case of a Shliach, in the case of Shlichas of Me'ila de Hanor, also there's a din of Yishlech Dvar Aveir, and the Svoris we discussed earlier in Daf Yud Ches. This says in Sha'ar Melech, if you look in the Rambam, it seems the Rambam says clearly, this din of our Mishnah is not just in the case where the Shliach is moil with Hoitzah L'chulin, but also in the case of Hanor, as we said anyway, it could be the Rambam holds, every Me'ila the Hoitzah also needs to have Hanor, and therefore even so the Rambam holds that there is a din of Shlichas L'dvay Avera, even in the case of Me'ila the Hanor also. Me'ila says the Mishnah, says the Sha'ar Melech, if so, it is possible that the Rambam cannot say that we can learn this out from Chet Chet Mitrumah, because by Trumah, the only Shlichas we find is in a case where it's not Anor, because normally we have the klal of Zenenev Zemischayev lo yominon, lo yimotzino b'teriyah of Zenenev Zemischayev, and therefore by Trumah, the Shlichas is only in a case where it is not an Anor. And how do we know that there's a din of Shlichas by Me'ila, even in a case where the Hanor, the Shliach is being moiled through the Hanor? This, the Rambam learns itself from the Pasuk of Oshmo, HaNefesh Ha'i, which is a remez and a smachta. Once we know the Musik, the idea of Shlichas Edvar Avir, says the Rambam, we have a Yisofer, an added addition over here from this Pasuk teaching us that this Klala of Shlichas applies even in the case of a Shlichas Lahanor, even though normally we do not have the din of Zenenev Zemischayev. This is the way Sha'ar Melech explains the Va'oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i. So we have two Mekoris. The Mekori of the Iker Mekori is the Gemara earlier and the Gemara in Kiddushin, that is Shlichas Edvar Aveir, normally by Chet Chet Mitrumah, but this will only allow us to do the din of Shlichas in a case where it's Me'ila Dohitzor. The Rambam has another Pasuk teaching us also by Me'ila Dahanor. A similar Mahalach is a Keren Uriah over here. The Keren Uriah later on in Daf Chof Amud Beis, the Keren Uriah says, according to what we're going to learn later on in New Testament Beis, Chof Amud Aleph, the Sugya of Misifin, of Shlichas, if a Shliach was Moisif al Das Balabayis over there, the Keren Uriah learns in the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Me'ila that the Rambam Shitta is, even in a case where the Shliach was Moisif on the Balabayis, and the Balabayis himself was actually moil in both Chatichas, even on the second Chaticha also. This is the Shitta of the Keren Uriah later on in the Rambam. And says the Keren Uriah, this Hoisofer, that the Shliach can go and give back to the Meshaleach more than the Meshaleach told him to do, this is only learned out from the Pasuk of Oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i, because by Trumah we do not have any such halacha of Shlichas in the case where he's Moisif al Das Balabayis, like we learned in the Mishnah, in Trumah it's in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, like we'll discuss later on in your Testament Beis and Chof Amud Aleph, and therefore, in your Chof Amud Beis and Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and therefore, this is the Din Shlichas which the Rambam holds, we have to learn out from the Pasuk of Oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i, which is said by Gezel Agir to teach us that there's addition and there's cases, even though by Truman there's no such Shlichas, but there's the cases of Shlichas which we find by Me'ila more than actually we find by Truman, and therefore this is the extra Mekori which the Rambam needs from Va'oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i. But there is another Mahalach over here to answer the Rambam, or Yisoidistiga Mahalach mentioned by the Chidushi Ma'arich at the side of the Mishnais, so to the Takonas Ezra over here at the beginning of the period. They explain that the Rambam over here needs the Pasuk of Oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i to tell us that the only one who gets the Avera of this Shlichas, of Shlichas Lidvar, Avera of the Issa of Me'ila, is only the Balabais. Because if the Pasuk of Chet Chet Mitrumah will learn out the din of Shlichas Lidvar Avera, that there's such a thing to go and be Meyachis, the Meis Avera, back to the Meshaleach, that the Meshaleach should be Chayev. But says the Takonas Ezra and the Chidushei Ma'arich, maybe, because of this Pasuk of Chet Chet Mitrumah, will only be enough to say that the Balabais also should get the Averia. But it could be that the Shliach himself, who's also doing the actual Maisa Me'ila, he also has the Averia of Me'ila. Maybe both of them are going to be Chayiv. And Me'ila, this is what the Rambam tells us, after we learn from the Pasuk of the Oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i, this is a meal to tell us that only the Balabais is Chayiv. Because only the Balabais, he has the Averia, and the Shliach himself, even though he actually is the one who's doing the Averia, he does not have the Averia. Memeila, they explain that Chet Chet Mitrumah tells us, Yei Shliach Lidvar Averia, but this will not eliminate any Averia mitzad the Shliach. It only tells us to add on that the Meshaleach also can have the Averia, but maybe both of them doing the Averia. The Shliach, because he is actually doing the Averia himself, and the Meshaleach, because of this new Chiddush of Trumah, that we have a Din Shlichas to say that he is over the Averia, but maybe both of them are Chayev. On this we need the Pasuk of Oshmo HaNefesh Ha'i to tell us only the Balabais is Chayiv, and the Shliach is Potter, he's not even any Aveir of Me'ila, and the din of Yishlech Ledvar Aveir is that only the Meshaleach and not the Shliach. This is the Mahalach that they learn Pshat in the Rambam over here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Now says Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in his Shiurim, in Chidushi Reb Shmuel in Kedushin, in Simon Yud Gimel in Ois Tes, that according to this we can answer a very chidush tigadin, which the Shach says in Chesham Mishpat and Simon Reish Tzadik Beis. Over there the Shach says that even though we find the idea of Shliach Lidvar Aveira other places also, not just by Me'ila, we find this by Tzvicha or Mechira when it comes to Gzela of Dalet Vehei, so too we have this din of Shliches Yad, in the case of someone has a pikodon, he's a shoyme, he has to look after something, and he uses the chayfetz, he's chayv on shlichas yad, the din is a yeshleach l'dvar avir. Says the shach, that even though we have the klal of yeshleach l'dvar avir, but the shliach himself, since he's the one who's actually doing the avir, he's also going to be chayv. So even though yeshleach l'dvar avir tells us about a bias is chayv, the one who sent him, he has also the avir, but it's his only addition, he also has the avir, but the shliach at the end of the day, since he's doing the avir, he also has a chiyuv in the case of tvicha mechira and shlicha siyad. This is the chidush of the shach over there, chishu mishpot, in Simon Reish Tzadik Beitz. Asks the ktsois achoshen over there on the shach, in Sivkotin Aleph, he says that this is impossible, because it's negative gemara by us. It says very clearly over here in our Mishnah that Shliach Lidvar Aveiro we find by Me'ila also. And by Me'ila it says very clear that only the Mashaleach is Chayev and the Shliach himself is Potter. Me'ila it is clear that in the Din Shlichas Lidvar Aveiro, the whole Aveiro is Me'ach B'Siachis to the Mashaleach and only the Mashaleach is Chayev and the Shliach himself is Potter. Me'ila so too by Tvicha Mechira and by Shlichas Yad where there's a din of Shlichas Edvar Aveir. Over there also, since there's a din of Shlichas Edvar Aveir that we can be Mesiachis, the Aveir to the Meshaleach, Me'ila is posher that the Shliach himself is also Potter and not like the Shach says that by Tvicha Mechira and Shlichas Yad the Shliach himself is also Chayev. This is a kasha the Ktzois asks from Mufurish Mishnah against the Shach. Says the Pshul Rizovsky, that according to what we explain over here in the Rambam and the Batanura, that we have a new posuk by Me'ila of Oshmo and Nefesh Ahi, and this posuk is teaching us to tell us that even though the Meshaleach is Chayev, but Misvoya one would say the Shleach should also be Chayev. Both should be Chayev, like the Shach Bemet says in other places of Shleach Lidvar Aveir, both of them are Chayev. And only over here by Me'ila we find a new posuk of Oshmo and Nefesh Ahi, that only the Meshaleach is Chayev and not the Shleach. Me'ila is very gishmak in other places. We have the ribuy of Yeshlech Lidvar Aveir, but over there we do not have extra posuk to tell us that the Shliach is Potter, and Me'ila says the Shach, normally by Tvicha Mechira and Shlichas Yad, the Shliach is actually going to be Chayev also, and only over here by Me'ila the Shliach is Potter because of this new posuk of the Rambam and the Batanura from this posuk of Gedelageh Oshma and Evashayi, a chidush that even though we have the din of Yeshlech Lidvar Aveir, it will be possible to be Mechayev both of them, the Shliach for doing the Aveir and the Meshaleach for sending him, and only because we have another posuk telling to eliminate the chiyuv of the shliach. This is how the Rambam learns from the Oshma Nefesh Ahi, and this could be the pshat in the shach over there in Chosh Mishpat in Simon Reish Tzadik Beis. And the Mitzvah Shem will discuss more in Daf Chof Aleph by the din of shliches by Chirushay to the Kotten. We'll discuss more this din, whether by Me'ila we can have this idea that both should be chayev, or only the shliach, or only the balabais. This is also a discussion later on from the Pnei Yeshua over there in Kedushin. The Tosis Reader already discusses this shaila of Shneem Chayovin, the Nidin, which the Tosis over there, Reish Tzadik Beis, discusses, will be discussed later on in Chereshoy to the Cotton in Chof Aleph from Adal. Now, one more point over here in the Sugya in Chof Amid Beis. The Gemara over here discusses the Gemara Zaitiga Sugya of Nedorim. In the case of Anudim in Abosso, if he's going to be also with other things also, Machlekes between Rebbe Akiva and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Gemara brings down a Braisa of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He's actually Mati Beroish, Ubeaglayim, Bekone, Ubekovid, Ubeoifris, Ubedogim, Ubechagovim. It seems also some have the Girsa also Belev, which was discussed earlier in the Gemara, that Lev also is Mati. Anything which is Shliach is Mimlach, he holds, is not called Bosso in the Isra of Nedorim, and therefore only is Osa Bosso by itself. Now the Gemara adds on, V'chein oye b'shim gamliel oimer, k'rovayim lav Bosso hein, v'oichleyen lav bar inesh. B'shim gamliel added on also, Krovayim also is lav boso and oichleim lav ba'inish. Now, Be'emes, the Gemara over here sounds like that this din is not referring to the Gemara in the Dorim when we're discussing the Issa of Nedeh, but it's v'chein oyer b'shim gam le'elohim or somewhere else. He also has this halacha that krovayim lav bosoin, which is like the Gemara in the Dorim, Nundale Domet Beis explains that this din of b'shim gam le'el, Be'emes is discussing legabe zvina. This is the lashon of the Gemara that is discussing zvina, mekach or memke, and on that, Reb Shimon Gamliel says that Krovayim does not have a halacha or bosa. Now the explanation of the Gemara in the Dorim, when we say Mekach u'Memka, that Kirvayim Ibshim Gamliel holds, does not have a halacha of Bosa, there's Machlikas Yishonim, to work out exactly what Ibshim Gamliel means. Toisus by us, in the Ramaschil Kirvayim explains that an Afkamina is, in a case where he gets sold this Kirvayim, and it is not Roy La'achila, he cannot complain and say that he bought only Kirvayim and he was planning to eat it, because normally Kirvayim is not eaten and is given to the Kelev, and therefore there's no problem if it's only Roy La'achila, it is not considered a Mekachtos. This is how Tosfos by us explains. The Meiri over there in the Dorim explains that the din is in a case where someone's Mechayev, someone else, that he's going to give him Bosor, he cannot give him Kirvayim to eat, because of this svar of Ibshim Gamliel, that Kirvayim la Bosoi. Now, the Mefarish and Abinu Gershom over here, they explain the Lashon of our Gemara of Kirvayim la Bosoi and Vichleim la Ba'inish, that Be'emes is referring to someone who has money and he can buy a liter of Bosor, liter of Bosor, and instead of buying a liter of Bosor, he goes and buys much, much more of Kirvayim, because Kirvayim is much cheaper, and he uses the same amount of money which he has to buy Boso, and he buys Kirvayim with it, and on that the Mishnah says, over here, Bshim Gamliel says in the Braise, that Kirvayim la Bosoin, and Mamilo Ichlein la Ba'inish, and therefore this is a Loshon to tell us that this person is not doing something wise, even though he's getting much more Kirvayim, but he's actually not buying any Boso. This is the Svara of the Gemara. Now, as we mentioned, this svara of Ibshim Gamliel is Be'emes not referring to the din of Nedorim, but he's going on the case of Mekach HaMemke, like it's Gemuvu in the Gemara over there in Nedorim, in Nodaled Omed Beis. But the Pashtus is that Ibshim Gamliel is also referring to the din of Nedorim, which is a henshech to the Gemara by us, that just like he says that we need only Bosa by itself, but not the Roish and the Reglaim, so too, Ibshim Gamliel says, Kirvayim is la Bosa'in. And the Gemara over there that discusses the dinim of Mekach HaMemke, this is from the end Loshen of Ibshim ben Gamliel, with Ibshim Gamliel added on, Vo'ichlein la Ba'inish, and on that, the Gemara says that this is referring to Mekach HaMemke, but the Risha of Kirvayim la Bosa'in is referring to the din of the Dorim, that Kirvayim also is not going to be also, and therefore, according to Ibshim ben Gamliel, if someone says, Hanoidim in Abosso is actually going to be Mutter B'Kirvayim. This is the Pashas of the Gemara. So too the Shittim HaKubetzis over there in the Dorim. Reb Avraham in Nahor brings this down over there in the Gemara, that the first part of the Gemara is referring to the din of the Dorim. Reb Avraham in Nahor over there explains in the Dorim, this is like, from, he brings it down from Rashi, the Mefarish over there in the Dorim says also, that this din of the Gemara of Ibshim Gamliel is actually only discussing Mekach HaMemke. And Ibshim Gamliel is not referring at all to the din of Nedorim, and Ibshim Gamliel agrees that for Nedorim he's called Bosa enough that if someone's Nedim in Abosa, he's going to be Osa B'Kirvayim, not like the Pashtus of our Gemara, Chidush over there, from Ibrahim in Ahor B'Shem Rashi, that the din of our din of Ibshim Gamliel and the Braisa is only referring to Mekach HaMemke, and is not referring to the din of Nedorim. Al Kaponim the Maskon of our Gemara, according to the Shita of the Tanakama, which is a Rakiva, someone who's Nedim in Abosa is going to be Osa B'Dogim and B'Oifois. He's also in everything, and only in the case of a Yom HaKozeh, then he's going to be Mutter also in Ufis and Dogim, and in the day when it's Koiv Le'enei, when his eyes hurt, and therefore he's not going to eat Dogim, then he's going to be Mutter in the case of the Koiv Le'enei, he's Mutter in Dogim, but he's not Mutter in Ufis. And the Mela, the Rashba over there in the Dorim, and the Ran over there in the Dorim, Nundalad Amud Beis, they ask on the Rambam, who paskins the Nichus Nedorim in Peyuk Tes, Halochavov, he says that someone who's Noidam in Aboso, the Rambam differentiates between Oif and Dogim and says that the Aloch is his Osa Ba'oif, but by Dogim is Mutter, and it depends if the Shliach is going to be Mimlach, he's going to ask about the Dogim or not. This is the Rambam who says, this is the din of Dogim, Ba'oifus, says the Rambam is Osa. And they ask, the Rashba and the Ran ask that there's no Makoi Ba'os in the Sugya to be mechalek between Oifis and Dogim. L'chore is very shver. We have to understand where did the Rambam take this din from, that there should be a difference between Oifis and Dogim in our Sugya. L'chore in our Gemara, there's no difference, and on Yom HaKozeh he's Mutter in both, and in non Yom HaKozeh then he's also in both. L'chore there's no difference over here between Oifis and Dogim, only in Koiv Le'enei, when it's L'ochil Dogim, but the Rambam differentiates Be'etzem between Oifis and Dogim. L'chore, we have to understand how to answer the shit of the Rambam. This is a question Rashba and Ran asks in the Dorim over there, on our Sugis and Gemara over here, in Me'ila Chof Amud Beis, to answer the shit of the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.